Lesson 2, An Investigation. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue twice. Then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Mrs. Dawson, thanks very much for coming down to the station. I know you've been through a heck of a situation here today. I'd just like to go over some of the things that you told Sergeant Palmer at the bank.
All right.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, could you describe the two people who robbed the bank for this report that we're filling out here? Now, anything at all that you can remember would be extremely helpful to us.
Well, I can only remember basically what I said before.
That's right.
The man was tall, 6 foot. 6 foot one.
Mm-hmm.
And he had dark hair.
Dark hair.
And he had a mustache.
Very good. All right. Did he have any other distinguishing marks? I mean, scars, for example, anything like that?
Scars. Mm-hmm. No, none that I can remember.
Do you remember how old he was, by any chance?
Well, I guess around 30.
Around 30.
Or maybe younger, give or take a few years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you remember anything about what he might have been wearing?
Yes. Yes, he had on a dark sweater, a solid color.
Okay. Anything else that strikes you at the moment?
I remember he was wearing a light shirt under the sweater.
Ah, very
yes,
good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now can you tell us anything about the woman robber, Miss Dawson?
Well, the biggest thing that I remember about her was that she did most of the talking.
Mm-hmm.
She had the gun pointed at us, and she told us to lie down on the floor and not to move if we knew what was good for us.
Mm.
I remember it just felt like she was pointing the gun right at me, and my little son was right next to me, and he was just
Mrs.
so
Dawson,
frightened.
Could you describe her for us?
She was wearing a wool sweater.
Ah, very good.
I remember it was a dark color, navy blue or black.
Black, mm-hmm.
And I guess she was in her late 20s. Her hair was short, very short and curly.
You remember how tall she was?
About the same as myself, around 5'4".
5'4", All right, do you remember anything else about this woman?
Yes, I remember that the woman was wearing a pendant or a locket around her neck.
Uh-huh.
I remember specifically because my little boy started to cry.
Oh.
And the woman came up to me and said, "Shut your damn kid up, lady."
Mm-hmm.
So I got a good look at the woman, and she was sort of pulling on the chain, playing with it.
Oh.
It was gold. Well, anyway, it looked like gold.
Mm-hmm. Did either of them have any other noticeable characteristics, Mrs. Dawson? Now, just take a moment to think about this.
No, and this is really all I can remember.
Well, did either of them wear glasses?
No, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mrs. Dawson, I really appreciate what you've been through today. I'm just going to ask you to look at some photographs before you leave, if you don't mind. It won't take very long. Can you do that for me?
Oh, all right.
Would you like to step this way with me, please?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Mrs. Dawson, thanks very much for coming down to the station. I know you've been through a heck of a situation here today. I'd just like to go over some of the things that you told Sergeant Palmer at the bank.
All right.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, could you describe the two people who robbed the bank for this report that we're filling out here? Now, anything at all that you can remember would be extremely helpful to us.
Well, I can only remember basically what I said before.
That's right.
The man was tall, 6 foot 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he had dark hair.
Dark hair.
And he had a mustache.
Very good. All right, did he have any other distinguishing marks? I mean, scars, for example, anything like that?
Scars. No, none that I can remember.
Do you remember how old he was, by any chance?
Well, I guess around 30.
Around 30.
Or maybe younger, give or take a few years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you remember anything about what he might have been wearing?
Yes. Yes, he had on a dark sweater, a solid color.
Okay. Anything else that strikes you at the moment?
I remember He was wearing a light shirt under the sweater.
Ah, very
yes,
good.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, can you tell us anything about the woman robber, Miss Phillips?
Well, the biggest thing that I remember about her was that she did most of the talking.
Mm-hmm.
She had the gun pointed at us, and she told us to lie down on the floor and not to move if we knew what was good for us.
Mm.
I remember it just felt like she was pointing the gun right at me, and my little son was right next to me, and he was just
Mrs.
so
Dawson,
frightened.
Could you describe her for us?
She was wearing a wool sweater.
Ah, very good.
I remember it was a dark color, navy blue or black.
Black, mm-hmm.
And I guess she was in her late 20s. Her hair was short.
Mm-hmm.
Very short and curly.
You remember how tall she was?
About the same as myself, around 5'4".
5'4", mm-hmm. All right, do you remember anything else about this woman?
Yes, I remember that the woman was wearing a pendant or a locket around her neck.
Uh-huh.
I remember specifically because my little boy started to cry.
Oh.
And the woman came up to me and said, "Shut your damn kid up, lady."
Mm-hmm.
So I got a good look at the woman, and she was sort of pulling on the chain, playing with it.
Oh.
It was gold. Well, anyway, it looked like gold.
Mm-hmm. Did either of them have any other noticeable characteristics, Mrs. Dawson? Now, just take a moment to think about this.
No, and this is really all I can remember.
Well, did either of them wear glasses?
No, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mrs. Dawson, I really appreciate what you've been through today. I'm just going to ask you to look at some photographs before you leave, if you don't mind. It won't take very long. Can you do that for me?
Oh, all right.
Would you like to step this way with me, please?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Question number one. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Question number two. When and where does the conversation take place? Question number three. Which of the following is not mentioned in the dialogue? Question number four. What was Mrs. Dawson going to do at the end of the conversation? Question number five. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again. Then fill in the chart with the necessary information about the man and the woman robbers.
Mrs. Dawson, thanks very much for coming down to the station. I know you've been through a heck of a situation here today. I'd just like to go over some of the things that you told Sergeant Palmer at the bank.
All right.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, could you describe the two people who robbed the bank for this report that we're filling out here? Now, anything at all that you can remember would be extremely helpful to us.
Well, I can only remember basically what I said before.
That's right.
The man was tall, 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
And he had dark hair.
Dark hair.
And he had a mustache.
Very good. All right, did he have any other distinguishing marks? I mean, scars, for example, anything like that?
Scars, No, none that I can remember.
Do you remember how old he was, by any chance?
Well, I guess around 30.
Around
30. Or maybe younger, give or take a few years.
Mm-hmm. All right, do you remember anything about what he might have been wearing?
Yes. Yes, he had on a dark sweater, a solid color.
Okay. Anything else that strikes you at the moment?
I remember he was wearing a light shirt under the sweater.
Ah, very
yes,
good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now can you tell us anything about the woman robber, Miss Phillips?
Well, the biggest thing that I remember about her was that she did most of the talking.
Mm-hmm.
She had the gun pointed at us, and she told us to lie down on the floor and not to move if we knew what was good for us.
Mm.
I remember it just felt like she was pointing the gun right at me, and my little son was right next to me, and he was just
Mrs. Dawson,
frightened.
Could you describe her for us?
She was wearing a wool sweater.
Ah, very good.
I remember it was a dark color, navy blue or black.
Black, mm-hmm.
And I guess she was in her late 20s. Her hair was short.
Mm-hmm.
Very short and curly.
You remember how tall she was?
About the same as myself, around 5'4".
Mm-hmm. 5'4", mm-hmm. All right. Do you remember anything else about this woman?
Yes, I remember that the woman was wearing a pendant or a locket around her neck.
Uh-huh.
I remember specifically because my little boy started to cry.
Oh.
And the woman came up to me and said, "Shut your damn kid up, lady."
Mm-hmm.
So I got a good look at the woman, and she was sort of pulling on the chain, playing with it.
Oh.
It was gold. Well, anyway, it looked like gold.
Mm-hmm. Did either of them have any other noticeable characteristics, Mrs. Dawson? Now, just take a moment to think about this.
No. And this is really all I can remember.
Well, did either of them wear glasses?
No, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mrs. Dawson, I really appreciate what you've been through today. I'm just going to ask you to look at some photographs before you leave, if you don't mind. It won't take very long. Can you do that for me?
Oh, all right.
Would you like to step this way with me, please?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. You're going to hear a poem written by the English poet A.E. Housman. Try to learn it by heart.
When I was 1 and 20, I heard a wise man say, "Give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away. Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free." But I was 1 and 20, no use to talk to me. When I was 1 and 20, I heard him say again, "The heart out of the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid with sighs aplenty and sold for endless rue." And I am 2 and 20, and oh, 'tis true, 'tis true. Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Banking began thousands of years ago in very early civilizations. The first bankers were money changers. They took foreign money from travelers and gave them local coins. They carried the money in special boxes called strong boxes to protect it from robbers. Later, people brought their money to money changers for protection. Finally, money changers loaned money to people and charged them interest. The early Italian bankers worked outdoors on the street. They used a bench for their place of business. In fact, the modern word bank comes from an Italian word meaning bench. By the 16th century, banks were popular everywhere in Europe. They were family businesses. Kings and other rich people borrowed money from bankers. In the next century, British bankers were the first people to make paper money. They gave their customers paper notes in exchange for their gold and silver. People liked the paper banknotes because they were easy to carry. After a while, everyone accepted banknotes as money. The first successful bank in the United States opened in Philadelphia in 1792. Today, there are about 14,000 banks in the United States.
Question number one. What did the first bankers do thousands of years ago? Question number two. Which of the following is not true according to the passage? Question number three. Who were the first people to make paper money, and when? Question number four. When did banks begin in the United States? Question number five. What can you conclude from the passage?
This is the end of Lesson 2.